The GAA Program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA, I guess, good Ian Clark, coming Luke Glasgow on a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock. And, well, we've got a busy programme lined up for you tonight. Of course, the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final is on Saturday in O'Donnell Park. Satanta taking on St. Junan's, and it's preceded by the curtain raiser, which is, the novel pairing of Eirua Ballyshannon and Cairn Dunne in the junior final, first junior final in a number of years. And I've been speaking to the respective managers, Paul Campbell and Satanta, Tom Hennessy at St. Junan's, Cathal Doherty in Cairn Dunne, and John Rooney in Eirua Ballyshannon. So the games, as I say, are on O'Donnell Park at 2 o'clock, and well, certainly everybody looking forward to them. As I say, got a busy programme lined up. We want to get talking to these men, so we're getting down to action right away, and first we hear from Cathal Doherty.
Well, Cathal, delighted to have you join us tonight, and I'm sure no more than everybody else looking forward to the weekend and a junior hurling final.
Yeah, it's a bit. We're not really used to them kind of finals up here. It's been 14 years since we've had a team in the first place, and we're just delighted to get there at first opportunity. And we have a young team there, and they're all raring to go now Saturday.
And it's been a very good first season. As you said, obviously you're in Saturday's final, but you've also won the league from what I gather.
Yeah, league went well. It was We weren't really expecting much from it, but we kind of said we'll set our play out for it and hope for the best of it, but we weren't expecting the unbeaten run through it, and that kind of gave us a wee bit of confidence then going into the championship, and it's really rallied the boys on.
And tell me, as you say, you haven't had a junior team since 2005, so obviously there must have been a good bit of work going on in the club at underage, was there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's just keeping it ticking along. It's more than anything. It's hard to keep going when the kingpins like the Burtons, the Tantas, and Mulcranas, they were kind of setting the stall out in terms of setting the good underage standards. But you had to just keep ticking along, and we kept a good bunch of boys there. And there's a few boys that were older from that were underage before, like the likes of my brother there, Ryan Davenport, Noel M, and Fergal Newman. They all kept going, and unfortunately they didn't have a senior team until this year. But they came back on board.
Well, of course, Porrick was away playing with Burt and with the county, obviously. So he was getting plenty of hurling. But the other lads, they were obviously away from the game, were they?
They were away from the game, but the likes of Fergal there was playing for Merino this year, and he was in a All Ireland final there, and I think those February time in the Fergal Maher Cup down in the higher education final. So he was battering away, but the likes of Ryan Davenport, the likes of them boys, they were just out of touch of it, to be honest. And it was nearly for them boys that kept it going when he was playing back in 2005, and the likes of him, he hasn't really played since. And it's great to get hurling back into the club for them kind of boys that loved it at a young age.
And tell me about some of the younger lads that have come through in more recent times from underage.
Yeah, the likes of Darren McCormick there, McCormick Monagle, James Monagle. The Monagles there as well, they've been very good. The tradition of the Monagle family have always been producing hurlers, and the likes of Darren McCormick there, he's been on county panels the last few years. And then there's other boys like Michael Doherty and PJ Walker. They've all been on county panels, and we're kind of, as I was saying, ticking over, but it's getting them boys up to that standard, and then the club prospers from it, and they've been really kicking it on now the last few years. So.
And of course, the Dohertys have a great old tradition with hurling as well. John, Joe, your dad and Mum Bree, or Elizabeth, or Eilish.
Yeah, they're keeping it going as well. They've nearly taken a wee bit of a back seat the last few years. The likes of Nuala Lafferty and Catherine Walker has really pushed it on the last 5 or 6 years. But now they're still there to the forefront, kind of a wee bit. Mum and Dad, they've up there. They kept the whole thing going really during the 90s and the noughties.
And you've played Ballyshannon or Eirua already this year. Beat them twice, I think, in the league.
Yeah, we beat them twice in the league, but when it came to championship hurling, they really gave us a baptism of fire, really, at the start of the campaign. We played them in the first group game, and We lost by 15 points to them, and they really set their tone out that day because we beat them twice in the league, and they really wanted to put it straight that day that it's going to be a different story in Championship, and it really gives them their favourite tags now on Saturday as well, because they're used to A-finals the last 10, 12 years as well, that same bunch of boys, and as I've said before, we're kind of used to the B-finals and the league finals and all that there. It's the first time really most of them have played in the Championship final, and that's what we have to be wary of as well.
And has the revival this year generated much interest in the club, in the town?
Oh, there is. Yeah, definitely. There's even last week at the hurling camp, there's 90 children out at the hurling camp last week, which was a big increase on last year. So it was, and even looking going around the town, there's 8, 9, 10-year-olds holding sticks and battering about the town, and you've never really seen that before this year, and it's really because of the senior team, I think, but also there's big work being going on from Nuala Lafferty as well and Catherine Walker and all them ones for the last 10 years, and it's really sprouting at the moment.
Yeah. So really looking forward to Saturday now, and we suppose in bonus territory really.
Yeah, bonus territory. We set out, start of the year we said we'd give the league a lash, but we always wanted that Championship final at the end of the year, a bonus territory at the weekend. It's really just got a big buzz into the club, and that's the main aim of it, was get the club buzzed up again with it, and I think it has gave a good vibe around the place again, and hopefully Saturday we can finish it off, but again, Ballyshannon will pose a big threat to us now.
Look, good call. Thanks a million for joining us tonight, and the best of luck on Saturday.
Perfect. No bother, Tom. Thank
John,
you.
1, 2, 3. John Rooney, looking forward to the final back in action this year after a number of years and straight through to a final.
That's right, Tom. We're looking forward to the junior final now on Sunday. Unfortunately, we were away from the scene there for a few years, and thanks as well to the County Hurling Board and the CCC that set up this junior competition that gave ourselves and Carndonagh and other clubs a chance to get fielding again as adults. And that was a great initiative to put it on as a curtain raiser to the senior finals. There's a bit of interest in it, and we're delighted to be there now.
Yeah, but of course you have been going well at underage, and a lot of work been put in at underage in recent years. So I suppose you had a necessity to fill that vacuum. You had the players for a team.
We had, lads went away to college and working, and then when there was no team for the 2 or 3 years, we had a lot of work to do to get up and going again, and some fellas felt we should have been, we're above junior level, but thankfully lads bought into what we're trying to do now, and hopefully 3 to 4 years we should be back competing at senior.
And tell me a little about this team. You know, it's made up probably of experienced and not so experienced younger lads.
Yeah, they'll be very young now, the majority of them. I was showing there one of the nights we played. We were looking to win an under-12 Fermanagh title in 2009. 10 of those lads are involved with this team, so that would show how young they are.
Yeah,
there is a couple of older heads there, but the majority of them are young fellas under 21.
And remind us who the older heads are.
You'd have the likes of Paul Sheridan there and Peter Horden, probably the elder statesman, Thomas Gallagher and Brian Patton there, and there's a few lads in it. It was middle of the road, Kieran Kilcannon and Gary Lachlan and Gary Ryan O'Brien, and then the rest in you're down to the young fellas. I suppose the best way to look at it is the age band was from about 18 to 40.
Yeah. Well, you tend to get that with junior club times anyway, either in football or hurling.
That's right. It even went up a bit. Our numbers are small. We were unfortunate a couple of nights. I had to line out myself, so that brought the age of it up a good bit.
And tell me, you've finished second to Cairn in the league, so the two of you have probably been the two better teams, the best teams in the group in the Championship at junior level.
We probably would, yeah. Cairn Dunne, they would be a bit physically stronger and a bit more experienced, and it'll probably be a year or two further down the road on this project of trying to get back competing at senior than we are. We're the bet as well down in Carndonagh, and then in the return game here, they got an early goal, we could never pull that back, so it was a closer game, but they won the two league games, so that would have given them the league title then.
Yeah, and you avenged that in the Championship, did you not?
We played them in the championship. All right, they were probably down a couple of lads that day, but we did. We bet them here in Ballyshannon in the championship. All right.
Yeah. So, how has preparations gone over the last couple of weeks?
It's not too bad now. The lads are enjoying it. They're like a lot of clubs, I suppose. We have a few lads away in Dublin and a few young fellas then there. They're working, so training. Numbers of training might be hectic sometimes, but like the commitment is good enough. Lads are there most of the time. I can't fault them now for their efforts. And I suppose with the senior final on after, that has been a big boost to the interest in it. And in fairness, this week now, there's a good old buzz about the players about it and a bit of soccer.
There is interest in the club. The club has taken an interest in it, overall, the town.
They are, yeah, in fairness. We have to, my club executive there, we would have had a few false dawns here in Ballyshannon with adult hurling over the years. And in fairness, when we went to them with what we were planning this year, they backed us 100% on it. And we can't fault any of the support now from the club we're getting.
So looking forward to the final. And I spoke to Carl Doherty a few moments ago. He was saying that, he was really felt that they were in bonus territory and that you were the favourites. So I know you have other views on it, but I suppose it's good to be in the final anyway.
It's good to be in the final, and I suppose Cahill there, he's a young fella, a cute young fella, and I suppose he has paired and there, steeped in hurling, and the results don't lie, and they won the league there, and they have a good strong panel and physically stronger, so like I say. Look at that, both clubs are going to enjoy it, and it's great. I haven't been involved on a senior county final day since 1989, and I know, well, we've lashed a few great men, Billy Finn and John Larkin and Chris Grimes and Peter O'Keefe and them lads, and I know, well, they'll be very proud on Saturday and delighted looking down at this occasion.
Look at John, thanks for joining us tonight. I know you have a training session coming up, and enjoy the week, enjoy Saturday, and the best of luck. Gee, if I could fall to a rash, good night, Clare, coming out last scale. Before the break there, we heard from John Rooney and from Carl Campbell Carl Doherty looking ahead to the Donegal Junior Hurling Final on Saturday in O'Donnell Park. Well, it's the curtain raiser to the senior final meeting of Satanta and St. Junan's, and I've been speaking to both camps, starting with Paul Campbell, the Satanta manager. Paul, first of all, thank you for joining us tonight. I know you're busy and you're heading out to training shortly. Obviously a bit of a buzz, I'd imagine, around the cross this week.
There is, Tom, there is. It's the usual championship final buzz, you know, about the cross. We're sort of getting, I shouldn't be saying it, we're getting used to it. It's our third final in a row. But look, hey, it's great to have the weigh-ins coming up and around, coming up watching the senior boys training on one thing and another. And look here, you know yourself, it's the same as any wee parish. If you get to a county final, there's always a great buzz about the town.
Yeah, and you have a faithful and loyal following as well, haven't you?
We would. If you're just checking on Facebook there, they're up every 20 minutes there, buzzing something, you know, about what's going on and the many hours it is in the final, and just the usual little crack with the social media. So, no, look here, it's good fun, it's good times, and it's good memories for the young ones and for the other players, you know.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, your third final in 3 years, and looking for a second success, one in 2017, lost last year, and back in it again this year.
Well, we've only a 50% strike rate now, Tom, and I wouldn't be happy with 50%, but look, we're there on merit, and Unions are there on merit, so it's going to be 1-2 point game. I can't see this big, seen a few papers had us down as hot favourites now, but I can't see us as hot favourites. I know that Unions are a far better side than what Burt were last year, and look here, Burt were fit to beat us last year, so look, I wouldn't be playing the big, I wouldn't be thinking we're going on favourites now. Just Unions with home advantage, it's worth 4.2 points. They had Martin Fogarty up all week there training, coaching the senior team. So look, there's two big advantages they have. So look, and I thought, all right, we might have been 2 or 3 points ahead of them, but just for the home advantage and just the coaching they got there this week, it's back to level playing field. They're probably, Unions are probably going on favourites into this game, I would say.
Yeah, you were a little disappointed the game was fixed for O'Donnell Park. You were expecting McCool Park, but that didn't work out. That's all resolved now, though, is it?
Well, look here, I was disappointed it had been fixed on O'Donnell Park, but I was more disappointed in the way the county board treated the club there and the lack of respect that they showed to the club was not replying to any emails or any requests that the club sent them on. But look, it is what it is. We'll go down to O'Donnell Park on Saturday and we'll try our best. And it's not fair in St. Junions either, you know, because if Junions happen to, you know, if Junions beat us by 2 or 3 points, half the county will be saying, oh, sure, they had to get it in O'Donnell Park and they wouldn't have won. Mm. And it's going to take away the good from them if they do want it in O'Donnell Park. So it's not fair to either club.
Mm. Nevertheless, though, O'Donnell Park has become kind of recognised, hasn't it, as a bit of a hurling ground, you know, county like play all their games in it. And I know from talking to other players.
That only happened there this past 2 or 3 years. All the club hurling now, whenever we had our run on Ulster and the Ulster final, it was all played in McCool Park.
Yeah.
You know, so look here, they can play that card if they want now, but.
I'm just saying in general, I know from talking to players, they like the ground, they like the surface, they feel it's a good surface for hurling.
There's nothing wrong with Donald Park. I love playing on Donald Park, and I love, you know, the team like playing on Donald Park, but we'd prefer not to be playing St. Junior's in Donald Park in the championship final.
Yeah. Anyway, but you're resigned to it now.
We're resigned to it now, Tom, is right, Dan. We'll just have to get on with it, get the heads down, and that's good motivation for the lads there, just. Play them down on O'Donnell Park, you know, you can rave them up a bit, you know, just way that.
Well, no better man. Tell me about the season. You've had played, what, 4 games in the Championship? Five?
Yeah, we've played the 4 games in the Championship there. We drew with St. Junions the first game of the Championship there down at the Cross, you know, which was a very good game, a very good tight game. Look, St. Junions probably should have come out with the one. We were very lucky. We were hanging on the last couple of minutes. Their fitness was something unbelievable. Went on, we beat McCool's, we beat Burt and beat Buncrana, and then we played Buncrana in the semi-final stages again. So, look, St. Junions were the team. We sort of had it lined out after that game down the Cross that we were going to be beating St. Junions in the final again if we didn't happen to beat them in the semi-final. So, but I think the on merit, the best 2 teams in the country are in the final, so it's good to see. It should be a good game of hurling.
And I know you played this year in the Derry League. How did you fare?
Well, we actually beat them in the Derry League down, and I wouldn't call it the Donald Park, it's the fields in behind of Donald Park. Now, we had a couple of boys missing, and St. Junions had a fair few boys missing. Now, they had none of the county players on, you know, none of the O'Grady or Kevin Keeley or Sean McVeigh or Eugene Oregon, or, you know, all their main players weren't playing, where we were sort of only short two.
Yeah.
So I would take that with a pinch of salt now, Tom.
Yeah, and team-wise, have you got everybody? I know you have one or two doubts, and I know Declan Coulter obviously is your biggest doubt. He's been struggling all summer.
Yeah, and Sean Anderson, now another county panellist there. Sean, don't think he's going to make it there. He's torn ligaments in his ankle, so don't think Sean's going to make it. But look here, as for the team, we're just, I'd been done it there half an hour ago, and myself and Farah and Anna and Amy were sitting around the table, and we were trying to pick out the team, and neither of the four of us came close to picking the same team. So, and generally we'd usually get it right.
Mm.
But it's the first year we probably have, you know, a panel of 28, where you could seriously say that 25 of them could feature at some time in the game. Like, so it's great for the club. The likes of young Stevie McBride pushing on there for minor last year. He cemented himself in at wing half back there. You know, it's serious work rate with him, you know, and you know, just to play, he's going to be starting now on Sunday. And, you know, it's great to have that headache, Tom, where you can't pick the team and you're undecided, and you have to go to the rest of the selectors to sort of argue with them to get the first 15 set out in your game.
Yeah. So, all in all, went in probably last year to the final as favourites and came out on the wrong side. So I suppose that's a lesson learned that will be taken to O'Donnell Park too.
Well, it is. Look here, you're at the game there last year. Now, there was 2 centre-halves now, and I've watched it 500 times on the video now, and I've yet to see a red card on it there yet, you know. But look, referees make mistakes, and players make mistakes too, so we had to take it on the chin. We did take it on the chin. We congratulated Bert. They beat us, and no matter, you know, what way or what game plan they come up with, they beat us, and fair play them. But, you know, we'll have our stall set up now this year that there'll be no mistakes, we have the best referee in the county, referee in the game, and Hugh, you know, Hugo is a very good referee. He played a bit of hurling, he knows about hurling, and I'm delighted to see Hugo referee in a county final. It's a long time since he got one, so look, it'll be a good game. If we have a good sunny day, Tom, and the weather's good days now. We said a real cracking game.
No good, Paul. Thanks a million for that, and we'll see you Saturday, and the best of luck.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for my answer. Cheers.
Well, Tom, heading out to probably what one of your final training sessions before Saturday's final, I suppose. St. Jonas beginning to get used to playing in finals, second in 3 years.
Yeah, it's good, Tom. It's good to be back in the final. You know, it was one of the goals that we set at the start of the year. We wanted to get to the final, and thank God we're there.
Yeah. And tell me about the season so far.
It's been a good season. We, you know, it was a great boost of having, you know, 8 guys on the county panel, and then, you know, we played in the Derry League this year, and we had our own league. Preparation went well there, even though at times we had to play down players because we have a lot of lads in college and that. And then, you know, we hit the championship, and again, our goal was to qualify for the semi-finals, which we did. And once we got there, we adjusted and we said, right, next one is we want to get to the final. And as I say, we got there.
Yeah. And, you know, you've got there in some style as well, you know, because... undefeated, other than the undefeated in the championship actually so far. I suppose the result that got everybody sitting up and talking was you went up to the cross and drew with St. Anta.
Yeah, look, it was a good game that night. It was, you know, the conditions were good. You know, the cross was in excellent shape, and you know, both teams went at it, and it was a very good match. And you know, from that you can derive confidence, and it set us up nicely going into the second round.
Yeah, and tell me, you mentioned what eight of the squad eight of your team in the senior Donegal senior squad. Obviously, that was a big help because obviously they were getting quality training and quality hurling.
Undoubtedly, you know, Mickey's a great manager and Gabriel's a great coach, and you know, training and playing with players of that standard, it will bring you on, you know, and it gives lads an eye opener into what's required to play at that level, and
give them confidence as well, I suppose.
Oh yeah, look, it's without a shadow of a doubt, and they get that confidence, and then they bring it back to the bigger group, you know. So it's a win-win for everyone.
And tell me about the team. Tell me, you know, it's a pretty young team, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we've, you know, to be fair, there's been some great work done in Newlands at underage level the last few years, and it's testament, you know, to those lads that these guys are coming through now, and, you know, it's the county final as much as for them guys as for us, you know, that they see guys that they started at underage coming right through and now playing senior hurling in the final.
And you've got quite a few dual players as well, players that are actually playing senior for St. Junans, like on their senior A team.
Yeah, we've the O'Donnells, we have Sean McFay, we've Brian McIntyre, Sean Halvey, you know, Kevin Keeley, Connor Park, you know, they're all, and you know, it's great credit to them lads that they're, you know, it's a heavy workload, but thankfully this year, you know, there's been very good communication between you know, both management groups, and what we're trying to do is keep the lads as fresh as we can for each other, and it's worked.
Yeah. And tell me, how has preparations gone? I hear you have brought in high powered specialist help this week.
We've just continued on, you know, we played to process this year, and every training session, everything we do is geared towards that. And the message doesn't change, you know, that much. A lot of our heavy work is done. So these last while has been just about keeping the guys ticking over, keeping them topped up, you know, keeping the sharpness up. And we're very happy with the way preparation has gone.
And tell me, obviously, with days to go, any injury worries, any concerns?
No, thank God. Biggest concern now is trying to pick the team And unfortunately, that falls on myself and Paddy and the lads. Oh, the team are in good shape. You know, they're, you know, it's a happy group, so we're all happy.
And home advantage, Paul Callaghan has been pushing that one this week, big time, of Setanta. And does that add a little bit of pressure this time round?
Look, you know, where the match is played is really nothing got to do with us. Donald Park is where the hurling, the Donegal hurling team plays all its matches. We had to play the semi-final in McCool Park against McCool. So, you know, to be honest with you, there's probably lads that have been playing with the county this year and the Setanta team that have played on O'Donnell Park more times than a lot of my lads, you know. So it is what you make of it, you know. O'Donnell Park is O'Donnell Park is a fine surface, a fine hurling surface. So I don't think there'd be too many people upset with having to play in it, you know.
Anyway, there was 5 or 6 points between the sides 2 years ago. Have you narrowed the gap, do you think?
We'd hope so. Look, Levante are a fantastic side. They're a fine side. And they will be, and rightly, favourites. But, you know, we trust our lads. We believe in them. And the one thing we will be sure of, that they will front up. And, you know, all you can hope for then, that'll be good enough. And come 5 o'clock or come 5:30 on Saturday, we'll know if it is or isn't. So
take it from there. Thanks a million, Tom. I know you're heading out to training. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem. That's no problem.
Tom Hennessy there joining me before he headed out to training tonight, looking ahead to that Saturday's county final. Of course, Setanta and St. Junie's meeting that we'll have live action and live coverage of those finals on Saturday from O'Donnell Park from 2 o'clock on Saturday Sport. But that's all from me from this week. My workers though, Carl Doherty and John Rooney, August Paul Campbell, August Tom Hennessy, Arish of August, Homo Freshen, Oboikasto, Jimmy Stafford, Erfum. Good evening, Shocks and Chehogan, Slánagas Bannock.